A rocket attack in Misrata, Libya. A house all but destroyed. A story all too common in Libya's civil war. But there's a face of the story now we really want you to see. The face of a 5-year-old girl whose brother and sister were killed in the blast. She survived, but lost her right leg. I want you now to watch this from our Sarah Seidner.
5-year-old Melek is cranky. She just woke up from an afternoon nap. I used to be able to play and run around, she says. For Melek, life will never be the same again. At the height of the siege of Misrata, a rocket, almost certainly fired by pro-Gaddafi forces, blasted through her mother's bedroom wall. It left this massive hole. Melek, her 3-year-old brother, and 1-year-old sister were asleep inside. My mom's room, which we were sleeping in, was damaged, and it had toys, she says. The toys are still there, but her brother and sister are gone forever. I lifted them up, one after the other. I kept praying, God, give me patience. And then I found Melek alive, but Mohammed and Rodina looked dead. 1-year-old Rodina and 3-year-old Mohammed were dead. They were wrapped in white sheets on the hospital floor as doctors tried to save Melek. Her arm was broken, her left leg fractured, but the worst injury was to her right leg. It was ripped to shreds from her ankle to her thigh.
It was gross. It was nearly totally amputated. It was just the skin and some muscles keeping the limb attached to the body.
Dr. Ahmad Radwan made the decision to amputate, but he couldn't go through with it himself.
So this was so disturbing to you that you couldn't actually do the procedure?
I couldn't do it for a kid. I did it for young guys and for rebels at the front line, but I couldn't do it to Melek.
So he asked 2 other doctors to perform the amputation. They all knew that even when Melek heals, the hospital doesn't have a prosthesis that would fit a child. Dr. Ahmad is now in touch with the Global Medical Relief Fund to try to get her to a country where she can be fitted for one. For now, this once very active little girl, who loved to play, climb, slide, and giggle, is bound to a wheelchair after being bedridden in the hospital for weeks. Though she's grown to love the staff there, she is sick and tired of living here. I think the hospital is bad. I really want to leave, she says, frustrated.
For the month that Melek has been in the hospital, she's been asking again and again to come to the beach, and she's finally getting her wish. But her parents and doctors and nurses have another dream for her, and they are hoping that she'll be able to travel to a country that can give her the absolute best treatment possible so that Melek can run and play like she used to. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Misrata, Libya.